Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Do you feel like giving up? Can I tell you, I have felt like giving up. I can't even tell you how many times. I wouldn't want to because I wouldn't want you to know how bad I am. But I've been through a recent trial when I felt like, I don't know how this is ever going to work out. I had a computer that the computer expert said that it had everything had been encrypted and ruined. And I took it to several people that were friends in the churches, and they couldn't fix it. This is about 3 weeks. Then, when I finally, in the fourth week, I said, I'm going to call a professional. And so I asked the next church that we got to, who do you think could fix this? And so I called that person, and I found the right person. I mean, he was like a dog trying to fix that. I mean, he didn't know me. He didn't know what was on there. I mean, I told him I had a couple books and some other things that had not been backed up like it was supposed to. And so it was just like, wow. I was just so excited that God gave me somebody to fix it. But during those 4 weeks, can I tell you, I felt like giving up. I felt like saying, hey, you know, what's going on? I thought I had a plan to back up this computer, and it didn't work. And then, you know, I tried this person, and that didn't work. I just felt like giving up. And then I read in the Bible in 2 Corinthians 16, King Asa had relied on God before, but in this chapter, he took matters into his own hand. Then when he took the matters in his own hand, he got mad at God when the prophet came and told him that he had done wrong. He lost the throne and lived a miserable life with diseased feet until his death. You know, there's times that you feel like giving up, but then what you do is you take things in your matters in your own hands. Can I tell you how many times I wanted to just rip that hard drive out and send it to somebody? And I just kept trying to figure out what was I supposed to do. And I tried to pray, Lord, help me figure out how I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do. And it's hard. And I can relate to Asa. You know, all these other times he had lived for God, he had trusted God, but he just got tired of waiting on him and he just took matters in his own hand. And, you know, he messed up. But I'm telling you all today, when you feel like giving up, don't give up, give in. Meaning, yield yourself to God and say, help direct my steps. You know, if we will let God direct our steps all the time, we will see such great results. Philippians 3:12 says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Paul said, I just keep trying. And that's what we should do when we feel like giving up. Just get enough little energy that'll make you keep on going. Get enough little energy to say, you know what? I can wait on God. Get enough little energy that says, I'm not going to quit today, but maybe I'll quit tomorrow. And have I done that a lot of times? You know, redirect your thoughts toward what you're going to look forward to, what you've apprehended. You know, say, you know what? In a few days, I might see the end of this. Now, one of the things that I've realized when I talk about giving up is that there is a great chance that I'll never know why I went through what I went through. I read Job in the last couple weeks, and when I read him, I thought, you know what? I don't believe I ever saw where God told Job that Satan came to him and wanted him and all that. I don't think he found all that out till he got to heaven. So sometimes when you feel like giving up and things just seem so hard, we're so nosy, and we feel like that if we know the why, it will help us to do it. But I don't think we have to know the why. I just think we need to know the who, meaning we need to know God, that he's going to take care of it, and we'll just trust him and not take matters in our own hands. will see the victory. I certainly did. I got that man, you know, $500 later, but it was worth $500 to me. Got everything that I needed back on that computer, and I just can't tell you how much I rejoice about it. And I'm going to encourage you to wait on God and don't give up. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.